You're listening to Sounds Good. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte's with me in Studio A, and we're joined on the phone by certified nutritionist Victoria LaFont. Victoria, welcome to Sounds Good.
Thanks. Good morning.
Very pleased to have you, Victoria. You are a 2006 magna cum laude graduate of Murray State University, and you've pursued an interest that comes from your background in medical anthropology. You're looking for a lifestyle based on healthy eating instead of reliance on prescription drugs, and you're presenting a program soon at Maiden Alley Cinema in Paducah. We're so glad to have you on the air.
Great. Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
You're going to be on March 6th debunking myths. Tell me what the program what the program will be about.
Sure, yeah. So we talked for a little bit this past year about having an event downtown at Maiden Alley so that I could come and kind of talk about what I've been studying these past few years since graduating from MSU. And the big thing that I want to put out there is that there's all of these ideas that we've been taught about nutrition, about our bodies, about lifestyle. And some of them are right on, you know, like we all know that we need to eat fruit and veggies, but some of them are not quite true. They don't hold water in the world of biochemistry. So I call it nutrition myth-busting and getting to debunk just some common myths that we all, I think, presume still. I definitely would have if I hadn't studied this so extensively. Like, for instance, the big one I always bring up is hey, butter is actually good for you. And people are pretty happy to hear that. So there will be many, many examples like that during that event on March 6th. But that's a big one that makes most people really happy.
Now, you've been exploring various diets and healing modalities in your growth to becoming a certified nutritional therapy practitioner and certified GAPS practitioner. You might want to talk about the gaps.
Sure, yeah. So a few years ago, I went and studied with, she's actually a neurosurgeon in the UK. Her name is Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride. And her son was diagnosed with autism. And so she went back to school after being, you know, a neurosurgeon. She was already an MD, and she got a master's in human nutrition and started to study ways to help reverse some of the symptoms that she saw in her son and a lot of other patients that she was seeing with ASD, autism spectrum disorders. She based that diet on a diet that some people in the community might be familiar with called the specific carbohydrate diet. And basically what it does is it addresses the gut health of an individual, so the digestive health of someone, to help take care of the symptoms that they see with any type of cognitive disorders, mental illnesses, and then that also runs into the work that she's doing now. So instead of gut and psychology syndrome, she's also working on gut and physiology syndrome. So that's for those of us that have been suffering with autoimmune diseases, chronic illness. You know, fibromyalgia is getting more and more press lately, and that even runs into heart disease and stroke and, you know, these common chronic ailments that we're seeing more and more of in our world. A lot of it goes back to the health of the digestive system and to the gut, which is what the G stands for in GAPS. So I went and studied with her and became a certified GAPS practitioner. So adding that into my practice of really focusing on, you know, how is the first part of nutrition happening in your body, which is how are you digesting? And there's lots of things that I look at when I see clients. I look at their blood sugar balance. We all, you know, have had those experiences where we get so hungry that we get angry. You know, like there's kind of an imbalance in that way. Or maybe I look at their fatty acid balance or their pulmonary health. You know, there's all of these different areas that I look at. But focusing on the digestive system is number one, and especially for people who are suffering with cognitive disorders or long-term chronic ailments, it's the first place that I have to go. And thankfully, the food that is really suitable and appropriate for those folks is delicious, good, whole food, but that's not usually what we're taught in mainstream nutrition or in, you know, lots of mainstream medical journals. I've read articles that they're a really nice fad for the time, but they are not traditional foods. And I feel like what we see as far as patterns go for health, they're not working. People are not getting better. So until people get better, I'm going to keep spreading the good word about whole foods and really looking at what a whole food diet can do for us as far as our physical well-being, but also with GAPS, our mental and emotional well-being.
Victoria, let me remind our listeners that we're talking about an evening, Thursday, March 6th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at Maiden Alley Cinema in Paducah's historic downtown. The title of your program is Common Sense Nutrition, Uncommonly Good Results. And Victoria Lafont is our speaker today on Sounds Good. And I want to know if, in your practice, you tag team with physicians.
Yes, absolutely. So I live now in a small town in Northern California, and I have a private practice there. And so there are many, many physicians, chiropractors, MDs, DOs, naturopaths that I am associated with, where they refer to me for patients that they see that, you know, they just don't have time to go into diet as much as they'd like, or I refer out to them. So there is a really healthy, holistic medical community happening in that area. And my hope is that community of practitioners helping people heal, you know, from the inside out can be spread throughout the United States and the world. That's my vision. And so I thought, what better place to start than my hometown in Paducah? And actually, Common Sense Nutrition, Uncommonly Good Results is my tagline that I've been using, because I feel like when we really kind of sit down and drop in and think about it, what I'm saying is common sense. And a lot of times I'll say to people, okay, you know, like eating meat with the fat on, you know, do that. That's not bad. You don't have to eat the lean meat anymore. You know, put a good spoonful of coconut oil and good pink or gray sea salt onto your food. They kind of sit down and they're like, oh, wow, you know, yeah, my grandfather or my great-grandmother, she ate like that, and she lived to be in her 90s, or, you know, she never had any health problems. And so they start to kind of correlate it with examples that they've seen in their own life that are so legitimate and real. And they kind of put together like, oh, wow, yes, diet trends have changed in the past 50 years. And we have seen an increase in these chronic ailments. And so it's common sense. It's in us. I'm just kind of, you know, touching that button of saying like, hey, you know, let's remember what real food is, and let's remember how to eat and how to move. You know, it's lifestyle also. It's not just diet, and how to relax and rest. And I hope, and I think what I've seen with other talks that I've done or when I work with private clients is they walk out and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, all of that knowledge that's already inside of us comes flooding back. And so I feel like that is common sense. And then uncommonly good results is the result of that, of tapping back into that, of having a little bit of guidance in that way, and getting these results that some people I have seen struggle for years with different medical ailments, with weight loss, you know, it's a huge one for a lot of people that I see, with autoimmune diseases, with their kids that have ASD on the autism spectrum disorder spectrum. They are really trying to white knuckle their way through this, and there is a way to lessen up that struggle and just use the ingredients that are needed to make a healthy human being. And so what I'm trying to do is kind of, you know, veer them towards those ingredients, but then also explain why, because I think that really can help someone understand, you know, why they're doing what they're doing. If it feels a little funny at first, if they know the biochemistry of why they're doing it, you know, they really can buy into it, and it does work.
Again, Victoria, I want to remind our listeners that you are Victoria LaFont, and let's spell your last name because I want them to see your website. It's L-A,
sure.
capital F-O-N-T, and you can go to victorialafont.com. And your blog is there, or is it at another? Is it another address?
Yeah, my blog is there. Yeah, my blog is on that same site. So if you go to that site, you'll see there's a toolbar right under my logo and like that, and it says blog, and then there's also a little recipe section.
Well, Victoria, I'm glad you said the recipe section because I want you to do a really quick run through on your scrambled eggs.
Sure. Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, I love scrambled eggs, and I remember being young, sitting in my Dee Dee's kitchen and her making these incredible scrambled eggs. And so, you know, it's such a common food, but it's one that I think that some of us have been scared off from eating, or we're just eating the egg whites or like that, you know, because we've been scared of the yolk. And so I want to bring back, like, hey, eat the whole egg. Or if you have to pick between the yolk and the white, just eat the yolk. That's where most of the nutrients are, and there's a lot of common allergens in the white. But, you know, that's one of the myth-busting topics that I'll talk about on March 6th when we do that event. But I remember her making these delicious scrambled eggs, and so I put a little bit of a twist on it, and I make them spicy but still with lots of good cream or good high-quality coconut milk, you know, if someone's dairy intolerant. And that's just such a good, luxurious, yummy breakfast to eat, but one that some people are scared of, and I don't want them to be scared of eggs anymore. So I put that recipe on my website kind of in remembrance of my grandmother, but also just to tell people, hey, this is a really good breakfast. It's savory. It's got a good protein and good fat balance, and it's a great way to start your day. So I put that on there, and then my blog is on that same site also. And actually right now on my site, the top page is called Event in Paducah, because I want people to know that I will be in Paducah on March 6th doing that talk, and people can get tickets from that site also.
Well, as we close, let's do the business again. The Maiden Alley Cinema presentation, Common Sense Nutrition, Uncommonly Good Results, is Thursday, March 6th from 6 to 8 p.m. There's a $12 pre-registration cost, or it's $15 at the door. And in addition to victorialafont.com, you can get tickets at maidenalleycinema.org, I think.
Yes, that's true. That's a great place to get them also. Or I've talked to a lot of people who say, I'm just going to come to the door and get tickets then. So however it works for people. But I really want to urge people to show up because I think it's going to be a very fun night. And I'm so excited to come home and do this.
Well, it's clear you're passionate about this cause of Common Sense Nutrition. So we thank you for speaking with us today, Victoria.
Yeah, thank you all so much.
Coming up in the next hour of Sounds Good, we'll talk to Illinois filmmaker Sandra Pfeiffer about her film Against All Odds. You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.
It's Thursday, February 20th. The Murray State University Animal Health Technology Pre-Vet Club hosts a doggy day spa this Saturday from 9 to 2 at Carmen Pavilion across from Callaway County High School. The cost is $10 for a bath, $8 for a nail trim and ear cleaning, or $15 for everything. Bring proof of rabies vaccination. The Rockabilly 5K, 10K,